come out. So a lot of effort and work has gone into to building this carnival, as I say, the first Asian-focused carnival over the 2 days at Royal Randwick, and we want to welcome as many people as we can, spread the word, whether they be your Chinese friends, relatives, or others.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting one, and it starts today and on again next Saturday. Brett, thanks for your time, mate. We'll talk to you later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine, bright and early from the Australian Turf Club.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday. Looking forward to day one of the Chinese Festival of Racing. And today at Randwick, we start with a good four. The penetrometer is 5.14. The rail is at 6 metres today. At Newcastle, they've got another twilight meeting there today on the Beaumont. The track is a good four. The rail's at 5 metres. Caulfield today, 34 degrees in Melbourne. They've done a lot of watering. The track will start a good four, but it won't be long before they get to a three. The rail's at 9 metres. Eagle Farm, 33. No humidity there today. The track's come up as a good four and the rail at 8. And, of course, we've got other New South Wales TAB programs today, the Sapphire Coast and also Lismore. So plenty to enjoy right here on Sky. We're on Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central, and, of course, Sky Sports Radio. And great to be a part of the Racing HQ Saturday. Yours truly, back from holidays, as I say, for the first time in 2017. G'day to Ron Duffersey. How are you, Duff?
Yeah, welcome back, Andrew. Looking forward to this meeting today. We may have lost a bit of a headline horse in Oh My Sword, but hopefully we get her there next week. Still, there's some interest in the meeting. The Breeders' Classic is an interesting race with some lovely mares in it, and we still get a couple of really interesting horses resuming. So it'll be a good day at Royal Randwick today, and the track's been playing amazingly well.
And talking of tracks, the man's back. The combination of Duff and Fraser back together again. Mike Fraser, Happy New Year to you, mate.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Andrew and Ronnie. Good morning, everybody. Nice to be back. I've walked the track a couple of times this week. I went for a stroll around on Thursday and Friday. I actually thought on Thursday when they had it up a good four, I thought it was a little worse than that. I thought it had a little bit more juice in it. Well, I thought it was close to a dead five. And it had improved a little bit on Friday, but I suspect there's still going to be a bit of give in it. I think I think every horse will get his chance, but I just think there's a little bit more juice in it than anticipated.
Okay, so they had 6 mil of rain and 18 mil of irrigation's gone on, Mike, in the last week.
Yeah, look, the grass cover's good. There's no problem there with the 6 metre rail. I think they'll want to get maybe two or three horses off the fence in the straight. It's not a complete give out like when the rail is normal, but good grass cover, which is a good thing. And initially in the early races, maybe the on paces will get a little favour.
Ron, you mentioned yesterday Oh My Sword coming out, changed the marketplace a little bit in the Eskimo Prince. The other one that wanted to mention was top of my list. There seemed to be a push around yesterday when it got the start, but it's come out this morning, race 9, number 15.
Yeah, I was anticipating she may even run favourite in that race. It looks the horse with upside in the race, but whether it's just the barrier or there's other options for her, she's eligible for easier races, and maybe it's slowly approach. So, look, there's another day for her. She's a bit
entered for a race on Wednesday, Ron, so they might have taken that option.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing. She's in on Wednesday, so maybe they've just... Anthony's not afraid to throw one at the stump, so...
No.
And it's got plenty of ability, this one, so keen to see what price she goes around on Wednesday then.
A lot of good interviews to come up to help you between now and the end of our interview hour, but there's just so much happening, which we'll update on with Ron and Mike through this hour. The Everest, the brand new race that will be run in October. Greg Bennett moving to the Gold Coast. You've got the Inglis Classic sale beginning this time next week. There's just so much on, but I wanted to mention, Ron, it's the first opportunity that I've had of mentioning Noel Leckie, the former chairman of Scone, and his only former, because we tragically lost him just over a week ago. Noel was a great friend of everybody's in racing. He helped us greatly here at Sky in promoting racing totally, but also obviously the big carnival that they have in May. Ron, it was just when I heard the news, I was absolutely flattened. And I know they had the funeral on Tuesday, and it's a few days after, but he was just a great bloke.
Yeah, he'll be a big loss in Scone, that's for sure. And look, Noel had been a bit crook, and Everett, that's been well documented, but it was still a huge shock losing him so early in life. So, look. Condolences with the family, as I said, exactly. He's been laid to rest now.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Ron, I just wanted to mention it because it was the first opportunity and that I've had, and he was always sending texts, and he was able to breed a couple of good horses in the last couple of years, wasn't he?
Certainly has. Well, I think one was the Magic Millions winner, Hootson,
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on. Jason Addard is our first guest this morning. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate. How's the sort of the early new year for the stable?
Yeah, it's been going really well, actually. We've had quite a bit of success early on, and happy with all the horses, and yeah, everything's going well.
This horse of the first, Jace, is Shalmanizer. He looks a tough bugger.
He is a tough horse, Duff. He just keeps plugging. He keeps going round and round. Jay's doing a great job on him, and hopefully he can get the job done today.
Back to 2,000 metres, I think that may be suitable.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think he doesn't get the 2,400. I still think he gets the 2,400, obviously, after the last start. It was quite a good win. He just met that horse that was a bit better than him on the day, obviously. But, yeah, I think dropping back to the 2,000 where he's at the moment is probably the right thing.
Okay, is he coping with hard recent racing?
Yeah, really well, actually. Like, he's done bugger all this week. He's sort of just kept him on the farm and kept him canning around and swimming at the farm. He's had one gallop this week just to sort of keep him kicking over. And, yeah, he's on his toes and feeling well. So I'm not too worried about the backup and after all his runs.
Yeah, well, he's back from a listed class, from two runs at listed class where he's been placed, and he gets himself in light here with a benchmark race.
Yeah, 100%. He's been in the deep, and he's in the deep end quite a bit last couple of starts. Obviously, he placed in the Group 3 than the two listed races. The owners are just that keen on going to the race, being part of the racing industry, and just to have a horse that deserves to be in those sort of races, and even though he's in the deep end, he warrants being there because he's been in the finish every time. So, they've had a lot of fun with it.
Tactically, would you be aggressive with a fit horse like him?
I'd say so. He usually races just about on the speed anyway. I'll just let Jay do his own thing. Jay's a really good jockey. He's quite strategic in his riding, and he knows the horse well enough now to know what he's got to do.
Beautiful.
Righto, and how's Sons of John?
Yeah, Sons of John's well. I just actually galloped him about 5 minutes ago on the course proper. He'll be ready to trial in the next couple of weeks. Probably aiming for the Brisbane-type carnival. Try and meet a few sorts of tracks will be the go for him, I'd say.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing another grand campaigner for you, mate. Good luck today in the first race.
Thanks, heaps, Duff. Speak to you soon.
Shalmaniza there for Jason Addard, race one, number five today. Greg Bennett, Ron, decision announced during the week that he finishes up in April out at Scone, and he moves to the Gold Coast as a part of the big, they're developing really strongly, aren't they, the Aquis Farm organisation.
Yeah, they're a big organisation. They're making huge steps in a short amount of time, Aquis, and they're spending a lot of money, and that was one of the shocks, Andrew, with the Greg leaving Scone. Like, they put his photo up on the highway when you walk going through there for the big race meeting there. But
it's a sensational acquisition for them, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They're, like I said, they're a professional outfit. They would have looked around and saw the best horseman around and said, identified him. Well, more or less, what do you need? What do you want? Yeah, that's what it's all about. If you want the best, you got to pay for it. So, wish Greg all the best. Everyone in Scone's going to miss him because he's a character, and there's not many of them left in racing. But, look, he's not going to be left to racing. He's just going to be lost to Scone. But we wish him all the best. I'm sure everyone does. He's a popular fella.
very popular, and he's certainly going to be around between now and April. He's very much on the country championship plane again. He won it, of course, last year, and he'll be aiming up again, and we're looking forward to talking to Greg a great deal between now and April. David Fife is our next guest on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, guys.
How you been, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. Well, you've got a nice horse coming back today, Ron.
Yeah, Dave, Den Magic. She's we know she she's a classy mare. Her first try at 1,000 metres today?
Yeah, it's probably obviously short of a best. My target is trying to get towards the Coolmore, and in my opinion is I think she races good when she's a bit on the fresh side and through between runs, and so I'm trying to get on that path where I race today Millie Fox and then the Coolmore. The other path I could have taken was the Triska into the Gold Walter into the Coolmore, and it's 2 weeks between runs each time. And this is where I thought, well, I went to the Breeders. My opinion was I thought she needed another barrier trial, and so I've elected to have a look at the 1,000 metre race. It's been some time since she hasn't raced in group company, but it's also too, she's very dynamic first up. She's always raced very good, very fresh, and where she's, as I said, she's sort of the best. I couldn't see her getting too far out of her ground. She jumps, she puts herself there, and you know, from that outside barrier, she'll probably come back to last, but she'll get the opportunity probably to track up and follow the right horse, and I think with the securing Hugh Bowman, I think he'll suit her a treat because she's also sort of needs to settle and drop that bridle for the first stage of a race. But, you know, he's a lovely balanced rider with good hands, and I think he'll suit her really well.
Yeah, I think you've explained that pretty well. Look, I think it suits her here. At least she'll get in a race with more speed, because remember, first up last preparation in that Scirocco, she got back in that walking race, and her sectionals were just unbelievable.
Yeah, I think from memory, is it the same day as Stern race? I think she ran better sectionals than her in that day.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but I think she'll get to, you know, if Dallicello's the one to beat, he's drawn inside of her, and, you know, she'll be able to stalk him and watch him wherever he goes. And, you know, it's going to be the turn of foot that last furlong that's probably going to tell her tale, but, yeah, we've all seen she's got a great turn of foot and she can sprint well fresh, so. Yeah, I'm interested to see how she goes over the 1,000, but quietly confident at the same time too.
Well, look, I know his form is well exposed. Your other bloke today, Chestnut Road in race 8, but I thought he's been a little bit more consistent of late, and he maps quite nicely here.
He's a funny horse. He's taken a long time to work out and get right, and he's had a few issues along the way, like most old horses, but. You know, he's got a barrier that probably suits him. You know, he needs room, this horse, and so drawing inside doesn't suit him. Drawing out wide makes him either have to roll forward, and when he doesn't get cover, he can get on that bridle and pull a bit too hard. But also, too, is he loves being at Randwick. And his stats there at Randwick are solid. All of his runs, he's always raced good and consistent there, and when he ends up on another track, it's like they just too tight of tracks for him, even though they're not that tight, but Randwick's just the place that suits him, and I've just been trying to identify racing him at Randwick and trying to keep him in the right grade. But I think, too, the big drop in weight, something that's probably really going to suit him. An old horse carried 54.5. I don't know when the last time he would have carried that weight, but it should suit him. The firm track suits him, so he's got a few things in the box here today, but it is a stronger race as well.
Yeah, I just thought just with that he goes forward to a certain extent, but the speeds outside him, Zorn Konig and Classic Uniform, just push him into a lovely position there, so everything looks good. Good luck with these two really good chances today, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy with the pair of them. They both look great, they both work good, I'm excited to step out and get started in the carnival, and hopefully can do it in the right fashion.
And Dave, the carnival, you mentioned the championship entries close on Monday. Have you got one or two that you'll be putting in there?
Magic's obviously one that'll be getting a throw a couple of little noms in around the place, and I've got a couple of other younger horses that I'll try and place around. So yeah, it's not a lot of noms, not a lot of horses to nom, but the ones I do nom, I think, will be worth noming for.
Yeah, put them in there, mate. You never know what unfolds, how they'll step into April. Good luck with the pair today, mate.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you, David. David Pfeiffer joining us there. Guys, the Eskimo Prince, Oh My Sword, coming out, Ron. There doesn't look to be a lot of pressure in this race. Have I got that right or not?
No, you're probably right. I would have thought Spending to Win may just take complete control there, and especially, you know, Chris wants to ride Guard of Honor quieter these days, and maybe Brynick, who's up and running a little bit, could probably kick up there from a middle draw. And
What about the bottom one, Ron?
On the spot? Yeah, they rode him very quiet the other day. It was a hit and run, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I was just saying he's been ridden off the speed twice, and both of those times they eased him, and I just thought maybe from a better draw he may fall into a forward spot.
Yeah, look, there's a possibility that could happen. Yeah, look, anything goes here as far as the tempo is concerned outside of...
the leader.
Maybe Generalissimo. Like, at least he comes out of 1,000 metre, and he's never been at 1,200 metres, so he could kick up from one also.
It'll be interesting. Chris Lee's telling us prior to 7 that they'll probably ride Guard of Honour a little bit closer, but certainly wouldn't go back to riding right up on the pace. So it'll be interesting with the tempo. Just before we go to Hugh Bowman, the man has come out of race two, number 10, the man, and repeating the only other additional this morning, or there's two of them, No Qualm out of the Tab Highway, race 5, number 18, and top of my list coming out of the 9th, race 9, number 15. So three extras to what you've got in your media this morning in the papers. Hugh Bowman, good morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning,
good to
Hugh.
Talk to you, mate. Just for our Saturday listeners that may not have caught up with Winx earlier on in the week, it just seems to be that she's just had an ideal preparation so far.
Yeah, so far so good, Andrew. I mean, it's she's ticking over nicely. I think I'm looking forward as much as everyone else to next weekend. I thought the second trial was really, really good. And, she's ready to go. I think I'll go and ride her on Tuesday morning, put her through a final piece of work before next Saturday's resumption.
Yep.
And to you, the same old, you know, it gives you the same old feel, the old Winx feel when you get on her. Just what you see is what you get. It's hard for us to read her because she's never won trials and you've always sort of just looked after her.
Yeah, look, it's a good question. Until you go to the races and see her perform, and I'm in the same boat as everyone else, I can only judge her on her attitude, on the way she's moving. You know, I can't fault any of that. She's, you know, as she's matured, she's got... You know, she's the ultimate professional now. There's no nonsense at all about her. She was quite G'd up for her first trial. She was pretty bouncy, pulled to the gates. But her second trial, back to her old self, really relaxed. And, you know, until you get to the races and she's in a competitive environment and she lets go, I'm like everyone else. I'm just, you know, I don't see any reason why that engine that we've come accustomed to seeing over the last couple of years won't be there, but until I get to the races and feel it, I'm like everyone else. I'm just waiting in anticipation.
Bit disappointing losing Oh My Sword. Probably would have been your headline ride of the day.
Yeah, she was my best ride, clearly, I thought. I was looking forward to riding her. She's another horse in the stable that, you know, we've got a very high opinion of, and, you know, she missed the fight stakes, unfortunately, but we've been really excited about the way she's come back. I was delighted with her last trial there at Randwick, and it's a shame she's not in today, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's early days as far as the preparation goes, and if she can come, and she may run next. I haven't even spoken to Chris about it, but I presume she'll run next week or wait 2 weeks.
Okay, so that doesn't affect your schedule, like your jockeys sort of book your rides nearly a couple of weeks in advance now, and you probably weren't expecting her to run next week. Did you have to shuffle a few rides around?
I think I'm booked for Fox Play in the Phillies race, so yeah, it won't.
You'll leave it to Chris.
Too much, yeah.
Today, taking aim for Team Snowden, he showed good improvement from his first run to his next, I thought.
Yeah, he did, and he's expecting to probably improve on that again. Gets to his home track.
it's the time of year now where you're looking for these two-year-olds to really put their hand up and say, well, I'm going to be counted. And, you know, he looks to be a nice, big, strong colt. Ought to get a nice run from that barrier, but I think he's probably... You would judge on his runs, looking at his films, he's ready to really perform well today.
I wouldn't think you've had much experience on Strawberry Boy, but he was very tough at the Gold Coast. Coastie did a power of work.
Yeah, he looks well placed today. I thought with Omei sort out, he was probably nearly my best ride, I think. Hard to know, a bit of an even loss. But, look, he's well placed at the 1600 metres. He's had a nice trial since the Gold Coast on Tuesday morning to keep his mind sharp. And, yeah, I'm pretty excited about his chances this afternoon.
It's tricky, you know, you can find a race, like, he's a mad leader. He just loves to out-tough everything. He loves to do it tough and grind them into the ground. Yet Chris has got the two favourites here, and they're both similar profile horses. You've got Religify, who likes to lead, and Strawberry Boy, who's a mad leader as well. So I don't know how that's going to unfold here today.
No, neither do I. I might just do as I'm told and make it easy.
Yeah, exactly. good advice. Den Magic, well, we just heard about her with David. He seems pretty happy with her. She's a lethal mare when she's right.
Yeah, she is. She's really good fresh too. 1,000 metres, you know, 1,000 metres, they tend not to come back to you too much. It just depend on tempo a little bit. I mean, if it's a bit of a dawdle early stages, you know, this mare's sort of best ridden to be strong late, so from a bit of an awkward draw, I wouldn't imagine I'll be doing much different. I'll ride her quietly and then unleash her late. But I've got Chris Lees' horse drawn beside me, so he might be a good horse to follow into it. I was really impressed with his win at Warwick Farm. I know it was only midweek company, but the eye doesn't lie, and it was really impressive. So if I could sort of tack onto the back of him, I think he'll give me a good cart to the race. And you know, whether she can sort of do it over 1,000 metres coming from back, I don't know. If it's run to suit, I can, but I think she'll run a very good race.
Nick's Vendetta, you rode him first up the other day. He's a wide draw here, but he's a horse that could go forward, and there's a few scratchings now.
It would have been nice to draw a bit softer, but, you know, the 1,200 metres at Randwick, it's not the end of the world. You know, you don't need as much luck as you do at Rose Hill, for instance, so... I was really pleased with his horse the other day. He didn't really get a chance to attack the line because the horse to me inside, which was Clipper, I think, Brodie Loy rode it, kept sort of just moving out in the path. And this horse is a really big strider and he needs to be balanced to do his best. And I didn't really have the opportunity to get him balanced because of that. So the wide draw actually might be more of a favourable draw than barrier one last time, but time will tell, but I think, he was a good run the other day and he doesn't have to improve to win.
Race 7, French Emotion is an underrated mare.
She is. Ran second on her in the Meyer Classic in this Melbourne Spring Carnival, so you would think that form's good enough for this race, but bit of an awkward draw. I would have loved to have drawn really soft on her where I could just snuggle her away and, you know, hold her up for one run, so... You know, it's important that I get a good run being first up, so, you know, I may have to go back a little more than I would have if I drew better, but we'll see how the race unfolds.
Race 8, Zorn Konig. He's the last start winner with a big weight. Look, there's not a lot of go-forward horses here. He should get a cosy little run, even though he's drawn awkwardly.
Yeah, he did a bit of work. I didn't think it was a high-pressure race, though, that he won, in fairness, so I think this is a bit more of an ask. Horse like Hog Money, who, you know, he likes to get up and bowl along and keep the pressure on, so it might be a horse I could tag across from an awkward draw and get a nice run. But he was good winning at Canterbury, but I thought this is a much stronger field, and I thought he had a pretty cosy time in front.
You finished with a very interesting horse in the last, Valadero. He's a horse who, well, his form says he's a middle distance horse, but geez, he showed a bit of desire in that latest trial.
Yeah, it was a good trial. It was hard to ignore. My personal feeling is that 1400 will be too short for him. But in saying that, you know, he could sprint well fresh, and he's got a bit of class, you know. He's a genuine black type horse in a ratings race. So, look, if I can have a bit of luck and, you know, the races run to suit, he'll be strong late. I've got no doubt he'll be better as he gets over further.
Okay. Just one more thing. Back to Strawberry Boy, you said you're going to do as you're told. Do you do what Chris tells you to do, or Duncan and Singo?
Well, if Singo rings, I'll answer the phone. Otherwise, I'll
do what Chris tells you.
I'll do what Chris tells me.
Okay, sweet.
All right. You'll do the right thing for sure, mate. Good luck today. I hope they all run well for you.
I just hope Chris and Singo have it sorted out before I get to the race.
Hey, I just hope someone remembers to tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Hugh. Hugh Bowman joining us there. Just on this last race, Mike Valadiera, you've just heard the thoughts of Huey with this horse that could end up maybe in a Rose Hill Guineas. How do you see Deploy getting to 1,400 today?
Well, that's a very interesting question. It's its first attempt at it, but I think a little bit of the pressure's come out of the race with press report scratched, and looks to get a very soft run with the claim. Gets every chance to run the 1,400 for sure and certain. You don't really know till they try it, but I think it, you know, travels well enough in the run, seems to have a good kick and fights hard, so I'm saying it's probably a pretty good chance of running it. What do you think, Ron?
Well, look, it's the right time to try. Off two 1,200 metre wins, you know, 1,400 at Randwick's a dog leg turn, you know, like it's an easy 1,400. I got no issues really. It's just that he's creeping up in the weights now. He's, you know, like he's carried 54 and 53 and a half in his past couple of wins, and all of a sudden he's got 61. Well, he gets two off his back, but it's a big difference, you know.
Certainly is.
But he's a nice horse, and he fits in nicely in what looks a very even field there. I was very interested in this stayer first up, Valadiero, but whether it all unfolds for him from that barrier, I don't know. He's an on-paced horse in his own right. I thought he could even go forward himself.
It's the first day of the Star Chinese Festival of Racing. They've got today and next Saturday, Duff. And I know you'll be out there early for your TV commitments, but you won't be ignoring the Chinese food today, will you?
Oh, the hagiao, the yin cha.
We know you too well, don't we?
Do you take your own chopsticks?
Well, good idea. I might even take one of those plastic containers.
I reckon they'll have soy sauce, won't they?
They'll have soy sauce.
No, you want to get Cheryl to give you a couple of Tupperware dishes and you can just fill up after the last and take it home.
That's what I said, great idea.
a big day, and we wish everyone all the very best from the Chinese community heading out there today. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ Saturday. Back with more in just a moment. More really crucial interviews for the day's racing ahead.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 first four jackpot on race 9 at Royal Randwick today and a $25,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
The queen of Australian racing, Winx, goes in.
Where will you be when Winx makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens this racing season to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing.
And they're racing.
See the champions of the sport battle it out for ultimate glory. Who will trump the best of the best? Or will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and be part of the action. Visit www.theatc.com.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators, and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Shane from the Good Guys in Penrith. We hired Daniel as a retail trainee. He is a great young worker who is super reliable. We recommend other employers focus on ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
It is Racing HQ, and we're broadcasting on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1, and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Ron and Mike, Taking Aim has just come out of this second race. It was going to be right in the market there behind probably the Hawks runner, but Ron, Taking Aim's now out of that second race.
That's unfortunate. Was my top pick, and I thought it was one of the best value bets of the day. So that's changed that around altogether. So we'll reassess that race.
Okay, just before we go to our next guest, we heard a lot about Noel Leckie, as I mentioned at the start, Ron, but you guys can talk a bit more about Edgar Britt, who passed away last weekend at the tender age of 103, a remarkable life, Ron, and you would have known Edgar extremely well, and Mike is a jockey as well, and a track work rider. He was just a great bloke.
Nature's gentleman.
That's it in a nutshell.
You just met him many a time, and he was always switched on sort of a fellow, knew his form, knew his horses, and even late in life. It's just, look, he had a fulfilled life. And he had a long life, so, you know, it's, what can you say, a great man. He rode for in India and for Maharajas and kings and queens, and always had a story, and a well-loved fellow.
I think the one thing that stands out about Edgar with me was even late in life, he was as sharp as a tack, wasn't he?
Exactly. Always had his marbles.
Yeah, he certainly did. He never lost anything. I mean, he got a little bit old and frail, but his mind was brilliant.
That's exactly
right.
He was
so active until late in his life, and you saw him at the races, and he always came up to you and had a friendly chat and reminisced not only about his day as a rider, but just going to the races as he did in the modern era, and he enjoyed it so much. So our condolences go out to the family of Edgar Britt, who, as I say, passed away last weekend at the age of 103. Just another thing also, guys, the big news of the week clearly was the announcement of this new race, the Everest. It's going to be run on October 14 at Royal Randwick, over 1,200 metres. Ron, prize money, $10 million, 5.8 of that going to the winner.
Yeah, well, what an exciting prospect it is. It's fine print's not out there yet, but I can see a lot of merit in it. There's a lot of naysayers around town. But look, I love that the fact that it's not going to cost the industry money. It's going to be a great bargaining tool for Sydney Racing and Royal Randwick in general. It'll be interesting to see how it unfolds as far as the ticket holders are concerned, as whether it's opened right up to the world sponsors or whatever. I think, you know, we might even get to a stage where, you know, the sponsors can buy a use their colours or something for the, you know, for the use of their product. Well, using a horse, you know, everyone says it's a rich man's race, but I think the battlers will get a good chance if they've got the right product. They'll be able to run for nothing there,
well,
for sure.
I think if you've got a battler that's got a horse in, say, the race that could
use a takeover tug.
Yeah, so, there you go. That's hard in the market. They're going to be clamouring to sort of do some sort of deal with them. I mean,
jumping all over them.
Yeah, you might have a short price horse in the race that could be actually paid to go into it and then share the prize money. I mean, the permutations are all over the place. I mean, it certainly has got the industry talking. It puts the racing industry on the front pages. Nothing but positives.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. And for a jockey like Glenn Schofield, he'll be hoping that he's got a ride in the race come October. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Mike. Morning, Ron.
Morning, Glenn.
Yeah. It's exciting, mate, when we talk about prize money, the increases that New South Wales Racing has, but this has just been another massive concept that was announced following the Pegasus last weekend in America, and to have this amount of prize money, it's remarkable.
Oh, look, it's really a shot in the arm what Racing New South Wales have done in the last few years for the whole industry in our state. So, yeah, this is another big boost for the whole racing industry in Hesburn. There's a lot of people that are naysayers, but it can only be positive in my view.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Glenn Del Cielo, your headline ride today in race four. He was so dominant last start.
He was, Ron. He was really, really strong. I hardly really moved on him, and he just exploded for me in the straight. He had a few weeks between runs. Chris was at odds where to place him after his last run. This race has come up on the radar, so he's very happy with the horse, and if he runs like he did the other day, he'll take a pass.
Is he a bit tricky, the horse in himself?
Yeah, I actually had nothing really to do with him prior to his last run. And Chris had given me this sort of a brief description of what he's like, but when you got on him, you realised there were a few more, he's a live wire, he's got more moves. You can see that from his eyes, his mind's going all the time, and just a matter of trying to get him to concentrate when he needs to. When he does concentrate and puts his mind on his business, he was very dominant. So, as I say, if I can get him to do the same again today, he'll be hard also to do.
It's a little bit tricky, the draw that he's got.
It is. He does want to run through the bridle a bit. You can't really stoke him up. So, it's the short dash. It's not really, you're not cornering the whole way. You've got a bit of a spoke section and then one corner to come around. And, these 1,000 metres, they're momentum races. So, I'm sure there'll be speed in the race, and he'll just be sort of sitting on the back of it if he gets away cleanly. So I'm expecting him to do everything right again today.
Race 5, Supreme Lad. You wouldn't know much about him in the highway?
No, I don't. Resuming, but he came off a last start win, so a little bit to like about that.
On the spot, race 6 is a bit of a hidden run the other day. It was just warming up there first up, run great sectionals. There's a win in him this prep, whether it's this race, I'm not sure.
It is quite a deep race. There's a couple of big wraps in some of them. But he takes his place, so you can't win it.
Okay, you there, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got you?
Yeah. Okay, sorry, yeah.
And you finish with Nikitas in the last. Has the ability, if right...
That's right. Showed last, when he was racing in Queensland, that he's definitely got the ability to win races like this. He comes down, he's lowly down in the weight. So Chris has asked me to ride him a long way out, so I'm keen to see what he can do for me.
All right. But Del Cielo, obviously your best ride.
Yeah, for sure.
Good on you, Glenn. Appreciate your time. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Glenn Schofield joining us here on Racing HQ Saturday. Now, the tips are, or the scratchings have gone interim for the program here. So let's go through those for Royal Randwick. We're on a good four, penetrometer 5.14, and the rail is at 6 metres. Race one, number one, Kapoor, and three survived, 1 and 3. Race two, take out three, Taking Aim, 6 Mossman Gorge, 7 Momentum to Win, 9 Moulton, 10 The Man, and 12 Grasslands. 3, 6, 7, 9, 10 and 12 out of the second. Race 3, number 8, Sabino Speed is out, number 8. The fourth is clear. Race 5 at Randwick, 12 Shotgun Roulette, 14 Dire de Rays, the Emergencies, 15 Yama Magic, 16 Tiger by the Tail, and 18 No Qualm. 12, 14, 15, 16 and 18. Race 6, number 3, Oh My Sword is out, number 3. Races 7 and 8 are clear, and race 9, 2 Press Report, 12 Dwarf Star, and 15 Top of My List, 2, 12 and 15. So they're the interim scratchings. Duff, sounds like Taking Aim was the biggest one of yours.
Taking Aim, obviously, the biggest one was Oh My Sword on the program, but that was early on. But this morning, Taking Aim is a loss.
What about you, Mike? Have you been knocked around a little bit or not?
Well, I had Taking Aim in my numbers, and I also had Top of My List in my numbers, but we'll make adjustments. Yeah.
And okay. Where you been? You've been knocking off money at that poker tournament again?
Hang on a minute. I cashed in the first one and then went south in the other two.
Okay. Well, how much did you knock off again?
Well, net, small loss, but I got 2 weeks of pleasure not having to listen to you. So.
It's like getting to the stage where they must fly you down.
Oh, yeah. off when the limo turns up out the front and says, quick, quick, the plane's leaving. Anyway, I enjoy it.
Good on you.
Thanks.
Yeah,
buddy.
No, you got to enjoy it. Hey, Ron, this is the first time for me to have a chat to you about Hootson. Just briefly,
wow.
A remarkable Magic Millions win.
Yeah, look, back up and just the brilliant speed that she showed. And it was a dominant performance, a typical horses for courses win, wasn't it? I don't know how far she can go. I just don't know how to line all that form up. And it was a very hot day, and she didn't have to travel. So there's a few pros and cons. All I know is she hasn't done too much wrong.
She
hasn't.
This is a good point you make there about the not having to travel, with the others having to travel on.
Jeez, it was hot.
It's well documented the day, and I heard somebody mention through the week that a few horses have come back and haven't handled it too well. So
no, I've had similar reports from, you know, just even other races.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a day we've just got to flag and say, well, what's going to happen with these horses? And there's a few today bouncing out of the Gold Coast where they've had the trip away and the hard run. But although they've had that little bit extra time to get over it, just flag them runners just to see how they go today.
I think Hootson's going to barrier trial. It's either this week or the week after. Let's go to John O'Shea. He's on the line on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How's the team? We've seen trialers and things like that. Are they all coming together well?
Yeah, it seems to be sort of coming together okay. It's plenty to do. And hopefully the next few weeks we can start to let a few come out and start their stuff.
Well, when do we see a Stern and Hartnell?
Hartnell will run next week, Ron.
Okay.
And Stern will trial Monday, and then we'll give some consideration to maybe run him in the Lightning, see how things progress there. See how he trials Monday.
Was that his little sister that trialed the other day?
Alizé?
Yes.
What do you think of her?
We think very highly of her, Ron. She's quite a big filly, and we've had to just bring her along a little steady. But we'll give her an opportunity to qualify herself into the feature races, and she'll probably have a run at Kembla next Saturday.
Okay, that'll be interesting. Veronillo today, how's he returned? He looks a nice enough horse.
He is a nice horse. At no stage have we sort of presented him in public right at the top of his game, so it's going to be interesting as we get a little bit of racing into him, how much he progresses, and today will be no different. He'll have plenty of improvement in today, but he's been able to get the job done even with the improvement. So I think he presents nicely with good improvement and should get a good run in the race.
Race 3 Allergic resuming at a mile. Any expectations there?
Well, he's low flying. So if anyone has to stub their toe in front of him or things presented for him, he will present late. We couldn't be happier with him, and he's just one of those horses that continues to improve each preparation, and this preparation's been no different.
Okay. Race 6 is interesting. Bazelle, he had a great preparation last time in.
He did, and we just put him away to cuddle him and hopefully come back in the autumn and make improvement to be competitive in these races. And he sort of... I thought he had all favours, to be fair, at Canterbury, but he still did a good job. He does look to present well here today in terms of the run he gets, and he'll be very strong late. So, I thought he's got an advantage of having had a run, shall we say, and I think that'll be a big advantage today.
Okay, you were speaking about Bryanek there?
Yeah. Sorry, my apologies.
Yeah.
Speaking about Bryanek, sorry.
Yep, and Bazelle?
Bazelle, he's probably obviously not as forward, we're happy with where he's at, but he's got good improvement whatever he does.
Okay. $7.350, probably a little bit too far apart.
Yes.
Yeah. Race 7 Circular did a good job at the end of last preparation.
Yeah, and a bit of form out of the Goulburn Cup already. So, they'd be too sharp for her. She's on track for the Aspiration Stakes in a month.
And the last, Art Nouveau and Salthouse.
Art Nouveau gets the blinkers back, gets a big concession in weight, gets a gun run, throw him in your multiples, and sold out, he needs 10 furlongs.
Okay, you resume Morton's Fork and Trenchant in race 7 at Caulfield today.
Made dramatic physical improvement, Trenchant, but much better at Flemington. Morton's Fork, again, would probably, you know, only had the one trial, but it does have good residual fitness, and will get a good run. He's a pretty fair horse, Morton's Fork, you know, despite the fact he's had good improvement in him, the run that he'll get, he might nearly be too good for him anyway.
Beauty, John. Thanks for that.
Cheers, boys.
Hey, do you ever get confused when you go home that you call the wife the wrong name or anything like that, mate?
I do have some confusing moments, and there was one of them. I got a few things. I'm about to go and gallop another 10 horses, so I'm in Disneyland at the moment.
Nah, I understand, mate. Look forward to them today and watching a Stern trial on Monday. Thanks for your time, John.
Cheers, boys.
John O'Shea talking about his runners. So do you think the market's got it wrong, Ron, in the Eskimo Prince with those two Godolphin runners?
Yes. He looked a beast, that Breinick, when he won at Canterbury. I know he beat, well, I won't say camels, but he didn't beat up on much, but he had a bit of style in that win, and John seems to think that he's much more forward than Bazell, so I think Bazell could be an easing favourite there today. You know, it'd be interesting to see what we could put a market up. Who's got a start favourite in that race, to tell you the truth? You know, spending to win could start favourite. Guard of Honour could be given another chance and run favourite. Coming through, who knows? Class horse of the field.
Exactly. Michael Walker coming up to take the ride today. Just on this race, Peter Snowden does join us. Pete, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Maybe spending to win can get that nice run today out in front.
Yeah, look, it wasn't our intention to, even this both runs, not to lead, but he's just been led, had to lead by default. But look at that race today, I can't see any option but not to there. There's just no speed in the race, and we've got to back his fitness now, and he's got a little bit on some of these, and the adaptability that he can do, like he can get there and he can relax, so it's probably something we'll have to do again today. But I'm sure you'll see a better horse if he can sit off something. He's got a great turn of foot, but it won't be the case today. I think he'll have to more likely have to lead.
The key to that with the word there was the fitness. He does meet these horses third up. I know, you know, there's some promising horses here, but they're resuming or second up. So you've got the wood that you've got tactical speed and race fitness on your side, Pete.
Absolutely, and I think I think he improved again from his last start. He just, fitness-wise, just looks really there now. And young lass at Rising Work, he said she can't believe the difference from last start to this week. That's positive that he's got the horse still going forward. As you say, there's no substitute for race fitness.
You start off in race three with Gold Symphony. It was up in distance and dropping a little in class here, I would have thought.
I thought the same too. I thought both runs have been good. All three runs have been good this preparation. Got a good draw to get the right sort of run, and a race looks like it's going to be nice speed. First crack at a mile, but the way he's been racing of late, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Flipping in race seven, finally draws a barrier.
Yeah, good gate for her. No weight on her back. Always a little bit dubious about the Brisbane horse coming back and such racing such heat on that day, but very mindful of that, and just gave a very soft time for a week when she came home, and let her tell me whether she was over the trip or not, and all the signs were positive. She was bucking her brand off by Thursday, and a couple of good weeks of work, a couple of good gallops to get her back on track, back a bit in distance, all suits and a favourable draw, no weight on her back. So a few ticks there today, and I can't see any reason why she won't run up to her best.
She races best on speed. She'll be ridden a bit up there from barrier one.
Yeah, definitely. We won't give away that draw. We'll definitely go forward, yeah.
Zorn Koenig, carried a big weight, winning well last time.
Oh, he did a good job. It was a strong race, but the way he won was strong. So he's a fit horse now. He can race up on speed. No, he'll give himself every chance. The mile's perfect for him now, so he's given a good chance.
And your other runners in race eight, a hand from above. Any excuses last time?
Yeah, just ridden a little bit too far forward, Ronnie. He's definitely a better horse when ridden quietly. And just the draw that he had, and Nick gave him a great ride, but just probably didn't suit the horse, the tempo of the race. He had to do a bit of work to get into that good spot, and just found him a bit short late. But I think ridden quieter today for a better gate, you'll see a different run.
And you've also got Schnitzel Knight, who's up in distance today.
Yeah, first crack at a mile, but I thought it's about time. He's sort of been half thinking about getting there. He's found the right race to give him a try. So I'm happy with him. He's held together well this prep, and he's not without a chance.
a three-pronged attack in the last Tower of Song was okay first up after a short let up.
I thought he ran super. Did a bit of work to get the run that he had, and stuck on particularly well and kept fighting the line. He's a nice horseman, right? And just probably wished it would have been a mile now, rather than 14, but he's still fresh enough to run well. So if he gets the right sort of run in the race, he said he can run well again.
Roaring to Win should run well. He's the only upside with him. How's he come on from his
good season? Yeah, really, really good. Big positive sign on him since last start, and he surprised me how well he stuck on, because there was plenty of room for improvement from his first run, but he's taken that in his work in the last couple of weeks. I'm really happy the way he presents today. I think he's having a really good chance.
And we're sure should be running on.
Yeah, the first run was a shocker. Much better run, much more like him. Second up the other day, sectors were very good. Wide gates, don't worry, he gets back anyway, but his work suggests to me that he's back on track and should run well.
Beautiful.
Okay, and how's the championships looking with the nominations closing on Monday, Peter? We're going to see a lot of Snowden horses nominated?
Well, got a few noms, Andrew, but whether they're there on game day or whatever the term, but over the next few weeks, but great concept, really looking forward to it as we all are. It's a fantastic time of the year, and good to be, hopefully got a horse good enough to compete in some of the races, but it's a great concept and can't wait.
When do we see Khan?
Khan trials again at Gosford on Monday, and then you'll see him run on the 18th on the Silver Slipper Day.
Beautiful.
Okay, and the Everest. You talk about climbing to the highest peak, mate. What about the Everest as a concept being announced during the week? How did you see that?
Yeah, look, I think it's a great concept. It's similar to what we've seen at the Americas. It's a spin-off on that. But I think the big picture is certainly... it's more rewarding than what we've seen, what I spoke about. By that I mean, I said the advertisements that they got, the hits all around the world of all the interest they've shown, that's the big picture is a big result. It'll bring a lot of hype here. It'll definitely bring international horses here, so whatever that does for racing has got to be good. So I think it's a great concept. I know it only even the prize money doesn't come out of the Australian pool, the New South Wales pool. It comes, they put their own prize money up. So it's, as I say, the spin-off from it, it's all good. It's free advertisements, there's nothing better. And it'll, as we spoke about, all around the world already. So pluses everywhere.
And the Blue Diamond, from the Snowden point of view, are we going to see any go to Melbourne?
Yeah, Pariah will go down next Saturday. The race in the prelude, and hopefully it runs well on that, and we'll look for him for the diamond, possibly the only one there. We'll just see what happens the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Pete, thanks for your comments today. Good luck with all your runners.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good on you, Peter Snowden, going through them. Saturday information, Ron and Mike, I know we can say it because it's on our station, but you got to listen to it, haven't you? Because these guys just give you so much crucial stuff for the day's punting.
100%.
Yeah, if they're not listening to it, we won't have a job.
No, exactly. But I mean, Bowman's comments on Valadero, he rates it highly, but you never know. First up today, you know, is he going to be a horse that is already looking for a bit more ground? I mean, it's just information that we need to get, don't we? You know.
Exactly, yeah. Andrew. I know. I couldn't agree more.
John O'Shea too. John O'Shea's.
Yeah, John's good. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, with those two and the Eskimo Prince.
He doesn't get it right all the time. You know, like he could still win Brazil. But he just—he was sort of saying Bryanic was more fitter. That's good information.
Yeah, it is for sure. All right, mate. You take. Is Cheryl still bringing in coffee these days, or what?
She is, but you know it's 8 minutes to, so she's a little bit. She's usually here by now, so I'm a bit worried she might have slept in.
There's a bit of trouble in the camp, Mike.
The trouble.
I think she's got the door locked.
I'll go and bang on the door. Hang on.
All right, we'll come back with the guys shortly. Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser, they'll be previewing every race on the first day of the Chinese Racing Festival. It's on today and again next week out at Randwick. But let's go through all the scratchings for you. We'll start at Randwick, where we're on that good four penetrometer, 5.14, and the rails at 6 metres. Race one, number one, Kapoor, and three survived, 1 and 3 out of the first. Race two, number three, Taking Aim, 6, Mossman Gorge, 7, Momentum to Win, 9, Moulton, 10, The Man, and 12, Grasslands. 3, 6, 7, 9, 10, and 12. The third, number eight, Sabino Speed, number eight is out of the third. Race four is clear. Race five at Randwick, number 12, Shotgun Roulette, 14, Dire de Rays, 15, Yama Magic. 16, Tiger by the Tail. And 18, No Qualm. 12, 14, 15, 16 and 18 out of the fifth. Race 6, number 3, Oh My Sword is out, number 3. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, number 2, Press Report. 12, Dwarf Star. And 15, Top of My List. 2, 12 and 15. They're the scratchings for Randwick. And we start there on a good 4. Now moving to Newcastle. We're on the Beaumont track today. It's a good 4. The weather is fine. The rail is at 5 metres. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 1, Tyrone Miss, number 1. Race 4, number 8, Iota. 8, Anne's Gift. And 10, Irish Duke. 8, 9 and 10. Race 5, number 3, Dream Master. 4, Neon Jungle. 11, Naughty Thoughts. And 14, Circus Dancer. 3, 4, 11 and 14 are out of the fifth. Race 6 at Newcastle, number 2, Tennessee Hussey, and 3, Vienna Romance, 2 and 3. Race 7, number 2, Shoham, and 7, Claro El Banco, 2 and 7 out of the 7th. And Race 8, number 5, Striptease, 7, Diva Lamour, 12, Touch of Flow, and 14, Commonwealth, 5, 7, 12 and 14. They're the scratchings for Newcastle. We go now to the Sapphire Coast. They've got a big two-day carnival today and tomorrow. It's fine and a good 4. The penetrometer is 3.53 and the rail is true. The first two races are clear. Race 3, take out number 1, number 1. Race 4, the scratching is number 5, number 5. Race 5, take out number 3, number 3. Race 6 clear and race 7 take out 9 and 10. 9 and 10. They put 3 millimetres of irrigation on the track yesterday on the Sapphire Coast and the first race today at 1:36. The other tab program today is in the Northern Rivers at Lismore. It's hot up there. The track is a soft 5. They've done watering with the conditions being warm. 4 millimetres went on yesterday and 20 for the week. Race 1, take out the two emergencies, 13 and 14. Races 2 and 3 are clear. The fourth, take out 7 and 9. Race 5 clear and race 6, take out number 9. So that's the scratching information. A soft 5 at this stage for Lismore with the first not until just a couple of minutes after 2. Now we go to Caulfield in Melbourne. They've got a hot day there, 34 degrees for Melbourne. Track will start a good 4. But it will be very shortly updated to a 3, the thoughts of Jason Kerr. The rail is at 9 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 9, Green Light, number 9. The third, number 6, Valediction, number 6. The fourth, clear. Race 5, take out 9, number 9. Race 6, number 4, Angry G and 12, Chimay. 4 and 12 are out of race number 6. Race 7, number 7, Gratwick, and 12, Cask, 7 and 12. And race 8, take out 9, Pink Perfection, race 8, number 9. Now, take note, we've got a late scratching in race 2. Race 2, number 5, Skelto, was taken out on vets at 7:38. Race 2, number 5. We're awaiting a rider for race 1, number 3, Gingy. That still hasn't come through, race 1, number 3. So that's the information for Caulfield today. As I say, that track is rated a good 4, but will be updated. Now, Eagle Farm in Brisbane, they're, of course, an hour behind us, so these are the current scratchings. Fine and a good 4. Penetrometer is 4.56. Race 1, take out 10, Explosive 1, number 10. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 2, Can't Buy Better, and 9, Clamour. That's 2 and 9 out of the third race. There's no scratchings at this stage in race 2. Race 4 at Eagle Farm, take out 5, Rocky King, and 6, Oman. 5 and 6 out of the 4th. Race 5, number 1, Spur Lejeune. 5, Beatniks, and 8, I'm Alone. 1, 5 and 8. Race 6 at Eagle Farm, at the moment you can take out 11, Abahar, and 14, Press Report. 11 and 14. Race 7, number 3, Bodega Negra. 7, Yoho. 11, Mystic Opal, and 12, Sabcat. 3, 7, 11, and 12. And race 8, 5, Rich Affair. 11, Muddy Rope. 14, Stylian. and the emergencies 15 and 18. 5, 11, 14, 15 and 18. They're the current scratchings for the program at Eagle Farm. We'll have the full lot for you a little while later. And finally, we've got racing at Morfordville Parks in South Australia. It's fine and a good four. The penetrometer is 5.46. 5.46 for the Morfordville Park circuit. These are, they haven't quite gone interim. They're only very light. The first two races are clear. Race three, take out 7 Harlem Child and 8 Meridian Star, 7 and 8. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 7, Kalielenko, and 8 Red.